أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. We were talking about contemplation, تفكر. And we said that the Quran directs us towards certain areas about which we have to contemplate. It is very important that during the busy course of our lives, we just stop at certain points and look back and think, why are we here? What's happening? One area of contemplation that we discussed last night was our origin. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقَ. Man should contemplate from what thing they have been created. As I said, if we look back into our origin, then we don't make very inflammatory sort of claims about ourselves. We don't become arrogant when we look back. We don't make extreme claims about the prophets, isn't it? Sometimes some people take the prophets to the level of God. Na'udhu billah. Now, if we look at the origin of the prophets, they were created from seminal fluid as we were created. So, how can we take them to the level of God? In fact, one of the points that Allah mentions in discussion with the Christians is that look at the life of Jesus. مَلْ مَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمْ إِلَّا رَسُولِ. He was just a messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ. Before him passed other messengers. And his mother, of course there were claims about his mother, especially at the time of the prophet. Some of the Christian sects at that time believed that Mary was a goddess. And God says, his mother is a truthful person, صَدِّيقَ وَأُمُّهُ صَدِّيقَ. And the argument which is made here is very interesting. Very strong argument. كَانَا يَأْكُلَانَ الطَّعَامِ. They were eating food. They were eating food means what? Means after eating food they needed to, of course, empty their stomach. They were human beings. So if we look at our origin, we never make extreme claims even about prophets, about imams. We are all human beings. Of course, human being can be honored by Allah to be taken to high levels despite the very weak origin that we have. As again it said about Isa alayhi salam, in huwa illa abdun an'amna alayhi. He was but an abd, but we honored him, we blessed him. And God can bless everyone. One of the du'as in this month is that give us from the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, blessings of this month. So if we are blessed, then we can move high. However, we always should look back at our origin. This is what the Prophet always did. This is what A'imma alayhi salam always did. So this is one area for contemplation. Another area for contemplation that we have to usually think about in our private moments is think about our end. Not our final end, because our imagination cannot grasp that, but our end in this world, death. It is very important to think about death all the time. Now, one may say that, then how can we live? If we can all the time think about death, how can we live? We are scared, we are terrified, and then we have no motivation, no drive to live for progress if you always think about death. But I tell you, it is exactly the opposite. I will explain later. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, put death before our eyes so that we see it at every moment. And do not make its remembrance, do not make us remembering death every other while. Sometimes we remember, sometimes we forget. No, don't make us like that. Make us to live in a way that at every breath we think about the final day in this life. Thinking about death makes our life real. We don't live with imaginations anymore. With ambitions. Ambitions are hallucinations. If we don't think about death, our decisions are not based on real existence, our real being. It's not based on reality. Our decisions are based on imagination. For example, I'm ambitious to do something, to find wealth or power or whatever, and I do anything to achieve it. Now, if I think about death, do I make the same decisions as well? No. I make those decisions because I'm living with imaginations, not in real life, not on the ground. So, the remembrance of death makes us to take real decisions, good decisions. There's one hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam on this issue. He says that إِذَا تُحِقَّتْ سَعَادَةُ اللَّهِ إِذَا تُحِقَّتِ السَّعَادَةُ وَوِلَايَةُ اللَّهِ Or the other way around. إِذَا تُحِقَّتْ وِلَايَةُ اللَّهِ وَالسَّعَادَةُ If someone deserves prosperity, blessing, and wilayatullah, you know what is wilayatullah? Wilayatullah is when Allah takes charge of our affairs. Do not leave us to ourselves to do whatever we want to do. This is wilayatullah. He is in charge. And there is no wilaya in this life but wilayatullah. But we seek other wilaya, and Allah, of course, does not guide us. If someone deserves wilayatullah, and if sa'ada, blessing, prosperity for the person comes, جَاءَ الْعَجَلُ بَيْنَ الْعَيْنَيْنِ وَالذَّهَبَ الْأَمَلُ وَلَا الظَّهْرِ The remembrance of death comes before our eyes, and ambitions go behind our back. We don't have ambitions. Because ambitions are delusive. They delude us. Yabna Adam, this is a very interesting hadith. Yabna Adam, ajaluka yarhaku bi'amalik. O son of Adam, your death, your appointed time, ajal is appointed time. Your death laughs at your ambitions. Now imagine, for example, I have an ambition to become such and such, or find such and such wealth, or do such, make such and such palace, and my ajal is 1 year later. I have an ambition of 20 years. My ajal is laughing at my amal. My appointed time is laughing at my ambition. So, إذا استحقت سعادة الله والولاية جاء الأجل بين العينين وذهب الأمل وراء الزهر. Ambitions go behind your back. You don't think about them. Death is before your eyes. وإذا استحقت ولاية الشيطان والشقاوة. If someone deserves misery, misfortune, and ولایت الشیطان, شیطان takes hold of him, شیطان directs him, ambitions come before the eyes and remembrance of death goes behind the back. You don't remember death anymore. Nowadays we hear that people say, why should we think about death? It comes one day. Let us live, let us enjoy. Life is a blessing of Allah. Let us enjoy our life. Why should we all the time think about the end? The end would come whether we want it or not. Now, the mistake here is that if we don't think about the end, as I said, we make wrong decisions. We incur misjudgments in our lives. So if we all the time think about that, our decisions are right, are correct. And then we work for what is important, not what is unimportant, not what is trivial. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, look at the attitude of the Prophet. He said, when I put a morsel in my mouth, I don't have the hope that I live until I swallow it. I see death so near, so near. And this is why you see the Prophet conducts a life which leads him to prosperity. Now, did remembrance of death make Amir al-Mu'min or Ali ibn Abi Talib to isolate themselves, not to interact with people, not to work for this life? No. The Prophet was a politician, was a commander in battlefield, was a preacher, was a mentor, was a husband, was a father, and in all of that, he was the best. But still he says, I remember death in a way that when I put a morsel in my mouth, I don't expect that I live until I swallow it. And this is a sort of contemplation that Allah advises us in this life to all the time bring before our eyes. The example of this life is the example of the greenery in the spring. It would wither very quickly. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. The rain which comes in the spring. The greenery of the earth, the seeds which are in the earth, when they are mixed with this water, they grow, they sprout, they come out, and you see beauty on the earth. But soon, asbaha hashiman, it becomes like chaff. Tadruhu riyah, taken here and there by wind. Wa kana Allahu ala kulli shay'in muqtadira. This is the example of this life. This is what we have to contemplate about. It's very important. A person who thinks about death and brings the remembrance of death before himself, before his eyes is a very different person from someone who totally forgets about it, ignores it completely. And of course, one other contemplation is about what happens after death. That's a different area. I don't want to enter that now. But in Dua Abu Hamza, we have this type of contemplation. The Dua of Abu Hamza is a Dua of contemplation. You read the meanings of it, you see. It is all contemplation about all these different things that I'm talking about. أبكي لذيق لحدي. I cry now because of the tightness of my grave. This is contemplation, isn't it? أبكي لخروجي من قبري أريانا ذليلا حاملا ثقلي على ظهري. I cry now because I'm now contemplating, thinking about the day when I come out of my grave, humiliated, base, having all my burdens on my back. Of course, this is metaphorical. It's not physical burdens, it's burdens of the what we have done in this world. حامل ثقلي على ظهري أنظر مرة عن يميني وأخرى عن شمالي لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. Whatever he says, this contemplation. Okay, another area for contemplation that Quran advises us, and is very important, especially in this month of Ramadan. فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تَعَامِهِ. In Surah Abbas. فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تَعَامِهِ. Man should contemplate about his food. First of all, how have we created his food? إِنَّا سَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ سَبَّا ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا. We send down water from the sky. Then we split the earth. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّ. And a seed sprouts out of it. And then out of that we create gardens, crops, fruits, all these sorts of things that you eat. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلَأَنْعَامِكُمْ. You eat your flocks, the animals that you eat, they eat from it as well. This is your food. The food comes from the dust. You are from the dust. Your food comes from the dust. And by that you grow. And by that you grow and you claim to be a lord or someone. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Fir'aun, eating the same food, he said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your highest lord. This is what he said. One of the things that fasting helps us to realize, another area of contemplation of food, one of the things that fast helps us to realize is how dependent we are on food. We usually forget this because we continuously eat during the other months. We don't realize how dependent we are on food. How weak we become. And in this realization, our hearts would become humble towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this realization. Another area in this matter is that the prophets ate from the same food as we eat. But they made that food a source of a spiritual connection. We eat the same food and we make it the source for our spiritual disconnection. Completely turn away from God. We eat the same food. They eat the same food. As we have in Surah Mu'minun, some of the mushrikun were actually bringing the same arguments as atheists bring today. And this atheism is not a new thing. It has been there since the time of old prophets. In the time of Nuh alayhi salam, they were saying that he is mad talking about God. And one of the arguments that they made was that إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يَأْكُلُ مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ مِنْهُ وَيَشْرَبُ مِمَّا تَشْرَبُونَ. He is just a human being like you. He eats from what you eat, he drinks from what you drink, and then he claims that he receives revelation. How? How does he do that? Isn't he like us? Isn't he dependent on food? Are we not eating the same thing that he eats? So why he is amongst us chosen to be given revelation and we are not? This is an argument against themselves, actually. Yes, of course, you are eating the same food. You are given the same sustenance. But look what you do with it, what they do with it. Yes, Isa ibn Maryam and his mother, Kana Ya'kulan al-Ta'am, they were eating food like you. But that food was transformed into purity, into refinement of the soul, into connection to Allah. The food we eat is mostly transformed into transgression, arrogance, aggression. This is the difference. We have to contemplate about that as well. فَلْيَنْدُرَ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تَعَامِهِ. Now there is a very delicate attention made here by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says that your food is not only the physical food that you eat and the metabolism of your body changes it to energy for you. Your food is the knowledge that you receive too. Contemplate about that as well. Consider the knowledge that you receive. Now here he is using this verse to direct our attention to something very important. From whom do you receive your knowledge? Your knowledge about the universe, creation, God. From someone who's like you in ignorance, or from someone who's guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the difference. So this is another area for contemplation. Another area that Quran tells us to contemplate about is whatever Allah has given us, we forget. We take everything for granted. Our parents who were sacrificing their pleasures for us, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam mentions in Dua Arafat, وَكَفَّلْتَنِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ you الرَّوَاحِمْ, you nursed me with very kind mothers. You did. Of course, he has done that. He has put that affection in the heart of your mother and your father to look after you. He has done it. You take it for granted. You breathe the air, you take it for granted. Your mind works properly, you take it for granted. Ya ayyuhan nas, this is what is mentioned in Surah Fatir as an area for contemplation. Ya ayyuhan nas, udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Remind yourself of the blessings of Allah on you. We only and always see the shortcomings, what Allah has not given us. And that's when we compare, of course. And that's, of course, our ignorance. What Allah has not given us is not because he doesn't have or he's miserly or whatever. It's because this is what is best for us. But we ignore that. Anyhow, I don't want to talk about it. we always think about what God has not given us, and then we become complaining about it. Why God does this to me, for example. The Quran tells us the opposite. Don't think about that, because your knowledge cannot fathom why. But think about what God has given you. What He has granted you from His blessings. Think about that rather than thinking about what you are not given. The core problem with us is that we always compare. And this comparison makes us to forget what God has given us. We look at the life of other people from outside, it's very nice, and we say, God, why don't you make me like them? We compare. And we don't look at what God has given us, and we don't know about the life of other people internally. Anyhow, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remind yourself of the bounties that Allah has given you. هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is there anyone except God sustaining you from the heaven and from the earth, spiritually and physically? This is another area of contemplation that we have to contemplate about. So you see, now we have many areas for contemplation. As I said, when we say that we have to contemplate while we are alone, while we are sitting before our Lord, we ask, what should we think about? What should we contemplate about? What is tafakkur? This is tafakkur. This is the tafakkur, which is one moment of it is better than 70 years of worship. By remembering this. By remembering Allah's bounties, we become grateful, appreciative, we become shakir. And I draw your attention to this and I finish my talk tonight. If you appreciate what God has given you and do not think about what He has not given you, don't think about that. There should be there is wisdom behind it that we do not know. If you think about what God has given you and you appreciate that, just focus on yourself. You appreciate that, then Allah would add, would increase. La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are appreciative, I increase, add. And it comes to a point where He selects you as a close friend. Why we are far from Allah? Because we don't appreciate what He has given us. That's why we are far away from Him. Inna Ibrahim, look at the status of Ibrahim. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan. Ibrahim was a concept. Ummah here means concept, means ideology. Ibrahim was not a man. Ibrahim was an idea. Ibrahim was a concept. Ibrahim was a role model. Kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan wa lam yakun minal mushrikeen. Shakiran li'an ummah. He was grateful to what Allah had given him. He was grateful. This gratefulness takes you there. Takes you to a position when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you the malakut of this world. وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We showed Ibrahim the malakut of the heavens and the earth. Why? Because he was shakir. He was appreciative. So instead of always complaining and thinking why God doesn't give us things that we want, think about what God has given us. Ya ayyuhan nas, udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.